Well, good morning. It is 6:22 a.m. on Wednesday, March 15th, 2023. The Ides of March. 40 degrees, which is 4.4 degrees Celsius. I like all the fours in there, so I'll go ahead and throw in the decimal point. 89% humidity. So commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. So Big Hair Dude was on the north-south train this morning, and he looked at me. Usually he's looking at his phone. He's very phone-focused when he's on the train, but today he was heads up and looking around, and he saw me. He saw the weird guy sitting on a bench at 6:15 in the morning, sipping coffee. I wonder if I'm gonna be bench sitting dude for him. I'm gonna seed his mythology. I'd imagine we do that to each other. Seed each other's population of the world from time to time. Maybe not in the repetitive pattern of existence, but I mean, I've said it before, we don't know how we impact other people's lives. We don't know how that shirt you chose to wear today is going to have some significant meaning to somebody that we don't know. We simply can't know all the different ways we can affect each other as we go through our days. Who knows? But that was cool. Big hair dude saw me. Oh, guys, what? Busy day yesterday. A lot going on yesterday. I guess the big news is found out that one of the people I gamed with over the weekend came down with COVID. Had a cold. They tested because that's the responsible thing to do when you have symptoms like that. Came back positive for COVID. So I did a self-test. I came back negative. But I'm quarantining for, you know, 10 days. 10 days they say you should. So I'm masking up vigorously, minimizing my time out in the world. I figure a morning walk is safe, but minimizing trips to the grocery store and what have you. And when I do, masking up. It's the responsible thing to do. It's a bummer because Allie and I had a date set up for tonight, but oh well. Morning. But it's all right. It's all right. So I'm fine. I feel fine. I don't feel have any symptoms. But I'll do another test tomorrow. And then probably one more Monday, Tuesday next week. Just to be on the safe side. Ah, well. I really kind of consider myself fortunate. This is the first time since the pandemic that I've had this close a brush with it. that I'm aware of, anyway. So, anyway, that's a thing. And so, the big news, the earth-shaking news, not earth-shaking, but big news, our third elevator in the apartment building is working again. For months now, literally months. Morning. We've always had three elevators in the building, and there's, you know, there's 10 floors, and there maybe 20 units per floor. Powell's. You know, sidebar, I don't know how I accidentally crossed Burnside. I've done that twice so far. I don't know how I do that, because that's a busy frickin' street. Must have been during one of those rare slow times when traffic isn't surging across the street that I could cross it without being cogent of the fact that I'm crossing one of the busiest streets in Portland. Anyway, so 10 floors, maybe 20 units per floor, so roughly 200 units. Three elevators is enough. It's enough. It gets the job done without a lot of hassle. But for the last easily 2 months, if not more, one of the elevators has been closed off, and they used a closed for cleaning sign to indicate that the elevator was not functioning. But after about the first week or two, we all started wondering, damn, that must have been a dirty elevator. Somebody must have set off a nuke in there or something. So, but it was, there was a part, a circuit board that had gone bad, and it was on back order and blah, blah, blah. So for months now, we've all been dealing with two elevators, sometimes with one, because when people move into the building, they allocate one elevator exclusively for them to move their stuff, which they did for me, which was very helpful. So it only goes up and down to the floor, the destination floor, and the lobby. Those, that's it. So that elevator is effectively closed. So anytime anybody moves in, the entire building is using one elevator. It's like, yikes. So it's been not a hardship, but certainly it's been something that's been impinging on everyone's awareness. But yesterday, sitting there, hit the up button, and the third elevator opened up, and it's like, oh my God! We're back at full capacity. Booyah! So there was much joy in the building yesterday. Huzzah! And it was Pi Day yesterday. So I was talking to Brother Zig. Zig was saying, I've got me a piece of key lime pie set aside for later. It's like, damn, I didn't get me any pie. So I masked up and grabbed a Marionberry pie from the local bakery. Marionberry, by the way, is a local delicacy. It's like an enormous sweet blackberry. And it is so good. So I had pie for Pie Day. Yay! Things feel different today. Not because I got up on time, although I did put in redundant alarms in Google Home. I set the usual one for 5:45 and then put another one in for 5:50, just in case the first one didn't take. But that's not it. Although it helps. It does help. I do like working those rituals, those patterns, those routines. Even as things change around you, routine is kind of a baseline that you can, you know, sort of put your back to or keep your feet under you while other things are changing. I know I've been texting a lot with Allie, and I don't know, yesterday it felt like something shifted in the dynamic between us. It was, it's hard to describe, but it feels like a kind of mutual agreement of, yes, let's give this a go. And that sounds a little tame, actually. It feels, I mean, when you're starting a new relationship with someone, there is discovery and intriguement and attraction and all of that. But at some point, whether it's spoken verbally or not, there's this point where you both kind of lean in to whatever it is you're becoming together. And it feels like that happened yesterday. And that kind of changes everything, which is kind of cool. It's very cool. So, yeah. Well, I'm back at Jameson Square. Hello. The crocophony has begun. That's the other thing. I was sitting there marinating and the crocophony hadn't started yet. There was those, and you may have heard it early on, those single crow caws. There's clusters of them roosting in various places around the city. And I was listening to the ones right over me. There'd be one guy or girl crowing. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then maybe two blocks away, I'd hear somebody answer. And then two blocks north, somebody else would answer. But it wasn't the full riotous cacophony that that is getting ready to commence now. Anyway, that's Wednesday. Wednesday, the tipping point, the balance, where we shift our weight on the teeter-totter of the week from leaning uphill into the week to sliding downhill into the weekend. And that tipping point, that can be treacherous, I will say, but it can also be very cool. Because you have that moment when you can pivot and adjust, when you reach that perfect midpoint. That's an intriguing time. That's an intriguing place. Lots of fun things can happen when that goes on. So I hope you have a lovely tipping point. I hope you have a marvelous Ides of March. which, by the way, has nothing to do with March 15th and actually has to do with the phases of the moon. The ides of a month involve the moon somehow. I don't remember specifically how, but the ides is not a date. It's a lunar event. So, boom, there you go. There's a little trivia for you. But, yeah, have a good one. And however it goes down, however your transition across the tipping point goes, embrace the wisdom of the Flowmaster and eater of key lime pies, Master Zigzag Claiborne, who reminds us that despite everything, y'all, create, add to your life, add to the world. It's the same thing. When you add something to yourself, you add to the world around you. So we're talking about at the beginning of the walk. You don't know how you're going to affect the world. And you shouldn't, you can't, and that's fine. But if you create something for yourself, that's not selfish. That adds to you, which adds to the world, which adds for all of us. And I will tell you to love fearlessly. Because those fearless, when you're fearless, the answer is almost always yes. And yes makes things happen. Yes changes things. It brings about wonderful new perceptions. So embrace that too. And I will do the same, I promise. And I will talk to you soon.